Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing. And that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard. Add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, well, Tom, cattle futures with another nice day today. The hog futures, though, kind of struggled yesterday.
Yeah, our hogs did see a little bit of concern yesterday as we did see some large losses take place. But with our cattle market, it just doesn't seem like it knows where it's going to stop at. The experienced triple-digit gains across the board in the cattle complex. We also saw another new round of all-time record highs in live cattle and feeder cattle. The bullish live cattle and feeder cattle charts continue to track technical and fund buying on the fundamental side. The tight supply talk out there continues to support cash prices, and this market just continues to shoot towards the stars. Choice box beef, second day in a row of having big gains, up $2.74. Selects were up $3.09 on a movement of 101 loads. Cattle kill yesterday estimated at 115,000 head, and the cash feeder index was up 66 cents yesterday. At the moment, our December cattle are trading 30 cents higher. November feeders up $1.22. December lean hogs a nickel higher.
We're going to take a look at those grains when we come back in just a moment.
Well, neighbors, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, October 10th. Broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time, Central Time on Friday morning. 19,000 head, 4,500 yearling steers, 1,600 yearling heifers, 8,000 weaned calves, and 1,800 calves on cows. If you want more details about the offering, give them a call at 1-800-422-2117 or visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, Tom, as we check these grain futures from yesterday, it was a nice day for the wheat futures in Kansas City and Chicago both.
Exactly right, Dave. We saw a second straight session yesterday of wheat, corn, and soybean futures all trading higher, but only the wheat and the corn closed positive at the end of the day. It was another session of technical buying and fund short covering that advanced the markets higher. There was once again a real lack of fresh price bullish news for our grain or soy complex. And just a reminder, Friday morning is the monthly USDA supply and demand report that is expected to be price negative. At the moment, December KC wheat's a penny lower. December corn also a penny lower. November soybeans are 3 cents higher. December cotton's down 34 points. November crude oil 86 cents lower. December dollar index is up 14 cents. And December Dow Jones futures 16 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and we look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. Always look forward to that. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.